Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. Shabbat shalom, shemet salam. Here for this sabbatical study for Shabbat. Why you gosh? Sabbath and he drew near. Here for the After the Shabbat podcast right here. Sabbatical study, RSS number 11. Why you gosh? And he, Judah, Yehuda, drew near. So there's a traditional Berkot, the blessings after the Shabbat, at the outgoing of the Shabbat. So here, let's ride up with a sabbatical blessing and the word Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. A strong praise of resting inside your home. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokvoch Samayinas Geta, Kohulum Ayinasaya, Meskel Abra, the Kokvoch Samayinas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Moving through, I can see that the little children in you
clothes and shoes. Got the badges and I got the badge. I've got my children and my beautiful wife. The blessing from above is so much. I keep giving, he created the heaven and the earth. Let us enjoy it, break the lock and you don't destroy it. Oh, cause somehow Jaja just keep on blessing this place. Something out. Don't know where the next step coming from yet. We've got lyrics jumping out. The beat for that, hope for that, keep on helping out. Say my prayers because so we'll provide ya. System is sold, me nah go commit no murder or suicide. For what me have, I wish you good, so why you want to wish me bad? Why is it your boss? Why is it your bread?
Children.
No war.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. We'll be right back.
Ready. Any of the Rastas have been involved in the killings in Jamaica over the years, or that's somebody else?
Rasta is involved in progress, in making understanding, like preaching traditional culture to people. Rasta no killers. You have to do good before you can be a Rasta.
You have to do good.
If he's bad, then you're bad. If he's goody, then you're good.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the first thing you have to be born again.
Born again?
Yeah.
Would I have to be black?
Do you have a choice? If you have a choice, you better be black if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, come on, what God said.
This is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa. one government. Forward, not back. Forward.
Yeah? Go forward to Africa,
yeah.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah.
Get a lot of money out of your music?
Money. I mean, what is how much is a lot of money to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Have you made, say, millions of dollars?
No.
Are you a rich man?
When you mean rich, what do you mean?
You have a lot of possessions, a lot of money in the bank.
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life, forever.
Nothing without you, no, 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 no. Nothing without you, nothing with nothing without you, no, 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 no. I'm raising my hand, nodding my head now. Jah is so good to me, and I wave to the right, wave to the left now. Jah is so good to me, and I scream out, yeah, scream out, yeah. There is no. Open up my eyes, I bubble over. Pull up a rest, my hands up on your shoulder. Oh, day and night you will watch over. And you cover me, cover me. Oh, every time I think about you. Oh, and how your loving feels so good. It feels like I can touch the sky. So I hand, nod in my head, tower. Jah is so good to me. And I wave to the right, wave to the left, God. Jah is so good to me. And I scream out, yeah, yeah, scream out, yeah. There is no doubt, yeah, yeah. Jah is so good to me. It no make no sense, me try to feel none time. No, no, not that I know. I remember every time you picked me up. Every time that I fall, I want to walk in your way, and I want to talk in your way, and that's why every day to you I pray. I'm raising my hand, nodding my head, God. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah is so good to me. Jah is so good to me. Right, wave to the left, God. Jah is so good to me.
Jah is so
and
good
to me.
አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
አጨፋ ያፖኝ ደኑ which love star music all right
We are the blessed ones. 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 We are the blessed ones.
far he lives, yeah. What the blessing that my following, yeah. I got with serve it as apology, yeah. So we reap, but so we sow, so we learn, so we grow. No weapon they throw shall damage we.
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed are thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, Eternal King. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
The Testament of Joseph, the 11th son of Jacob and Rachel. The copy of the Testament of Joseph, when he was about to die, he called his sons and his brethren together and said to them, My brethren and my children, hearken to Joseph, the beloved of Israel. Give ear, my sons, unto your father. I have seen in my life envy and death, yet I went not astray, but preserved in the truth of Yahweh. These my brethren hated me, but Yahweh loved me. They wished to slay me, but the God of my fathers guarded me. They let me down into a pit, and the Most High brought me up again. I was sold into slavery, and Yahweh of all made me free. I was taken into captivity, and his strong hand succored me. I was beset with hunger, and Yahweh himself nourished me. I was alone, and Yahweh comforted me. I was sick, and Yahweh visited me. I was in prison, and my God showed favor unto me in bonds, and he released me. Slandered, and he pleaded my cause. Bitterly spoken against by the Egyptians, and he delivered me. Envied by my fellow slaves, and he exalted me. And this chief captain of Pharaoh entrusted to me his house. And I struggled against a shameless woman, urging me to transgress with her. But the God of Israel, my father, delivered me from the burning flame. I was cast into prison. I was beaten. I was mocked. But Yahweh granted me to find mercy in the sight of the keeper of the prison. For Yahweh doth not forsake them that fear him, neither in darkness, nor in bonds, nor in tribulations, nor in necessities. For Yahweh is not put to shame as a man, nor as the son of man is he afraid, nor as one that is earth-born is he weak or affrighted. But in all those things doth he give protection, and in divers ways doth he comfort, though for a little space he departeth to try the inclination of the soul. And 10 temptations he showed me approved, and in all of them I endured, for endurance is a mighty charm, and patience giveth many good things. How often did the Egyptian woman threaten me with death? How often did she give me over to punishment, and then call me back and threaten me? And when I was unwilling to company with her, she said to me, Thou shalt be lord of me, and all that is in my house, if thou wilt give thyself unto me, and thou shalt be as our master. But I remembered the words of my father, and going into my chamber, I wept and prayed unto Yahweh. And I fasted in those 7 years, and I appeared to the Egyptians as one living delicately. For they that fast for Yahweh's sake receive beauty of face. And if Yahweh were away from home, I drank no wine, nor for 3 days did I take my food, but I gave it to the poor and sick. And I sought Yahweh early, and I wept for the Egyptian woman of Memphis, for very unceasingly did she trouble me. For also at night she came to me under pretense of visiting me. And because she had no male child, she pretended to regard me as a son. And for a time she embraced me as a son, and I knew it not. But later she sought to draw me into fornication. And when I perceived it, I sorrowed unto death. And when she had gone out, I came to myself and lamented for her many days, because I recognized her guile and her deceit. And I declared unto her the words of the Most High, if haply she would turn from her evil lust. Often therefore did she flatter me with words as a holy man, and guilefully in her talk praise my chastity before her husband, while desiring to ensnare me when we were alone. For she lauded me openly as chaste, and in secret she said unto me, fear not, my husband, for he is persuaded concerning thy chastity. For even should one tell him concerning us, he would not believe. Owings to all these things, I lay upon the ground and besought Yahweh would deliver me from her deceit. And when she had prevailed nothing thereby, she came again to me under the plea of instruction, that she might learn the word of Yahweh. And she said unto me, if thou willest that I should leave my idols, lie with me, and I will persuade my husband to depart from his idols, and we will walk in the law by Yahweh. And I said unto her, Yahweh willeth not that those who reverence him should be in uncleanness, nor doth he take pleasure in them that commit adultery, but in those that approach him with a pure heart and undefiled lips. But she heed her peace, longing to accomplish her evil desire. And I gave myself yet more to fasting and praying, that Yahweh might deliver me from her. And again, at another time, she said unto me, if thou wilt not commit adultery, I will kill my husband by poison and take thee to be my husband. I, therefore, when I heard this, rent my garments and said unto her, woman, reverence Yahweh and do not this evil deed, lest thou be destroyed. For know indeed that I will declare this thy device unto all men. She therefore, being afraid, besought that I would not declare this device. And she departed, soothing me with gifts, sending to me every delight of the sons of men. And afterwards she sent me food mingled with enchantments. And when the eunuch who brought it came, I looked up and beheld a terrible man giving me with the dish a sword, and I perceived that her scheme was to beguile me. And when he had gone out, I wept, nor did I taste that or any other of her food. So then after one day she came to me and observed the food, and said unto me, why is it that thou hast not eaten of the food? And I said unto her, it is because thou hast filled it with deadly enchantments. And how sayest thou, I come not near to idols, but to Yahweh alone? Now, therefore, know that Yahweh of my father hath revealed unto me by his angel thy wickedness, and I have kept it to convict thee, if haply thou mayest see and repent, but that thou mayest learn that the wickedness of the ungodly hath no power over them that worship Yahweh with chastity. Behold, I will take off it and eat before thee. And having said so, I prayed thus, the God of my fathers and the angel of Abraham be with me, and ate. And when she saw this, she fell upon her face at my feet weeping, and raised her up, I, and admonished her. And she promised to do this iniquity no more. But her heart was still set upon evil, and she looked around how to ensnare me. And sighing deeply, she became downcast, though she was not sick. And when her husband saw her, he said unto her, why is thy countenance fallen? And she said unto him, I have a pain at my heart, and the groanings of my spirit oppress me. And so he comforted her, who was not sick. Then accordingly, seizing an opportunity, she rushed unto me while her husband was yet without, and said unto me, I will hang myself or cast myself over a cliff if thou wilt not lie with me. And when I saw the spirit of Belial was troubling her, I prayed unto Yahweh and said unto her, why, wretched woman, art thou troubled and disturbed, blinded through sins? Remember that if thou killest thyself, as still the concubine of thy husband, thy rival will beat thy children, and thou wilt destroy thy memorial from off the earth. And she said unto me, lo, then thou lovest me. Let this suffice me. Only strive for my life and my children, and I expect that I shall enjoy my desire also. But she knew not because of Yahweh I spoke thus, and not because of her. For if a man hath fallen before the passion of a wicked desire and become enslaved by it, even as she, whatever good thing he may hear with regard to that passion, he receiveth it with a view to his wicked desire. I declare, therefore, unto you, my children, that it was about the sixth hour when she departed from me. And I knelt before Yahweh all day and all the night, and about dawn I rose up, weeping the while and praying for a release from her. At last, then she laid hold of my garments, forcibly dragging me to her connection with her. When therefore I saw that in her madness she was holding fast at my garment, I left it behind and fled away naked. In holding fast to the garment, she falsely accused me. And when her husband came, he cast me into prison in his house. And on the morrow, he scourged me and sent me into Pharaoh's prison. And when I was in bonds, the Egyptian woman was oppressed with grief. She came and heard how I gave thanks unto Yahweh and sang praises in the abode of darkness, and with glad voice rejoiced, glorifying Yahweh that I was derived and delivered from the lustful desire of the Egyptian woman. And often hath she sent unto me, saying, consent to fulfill my desire, and I will release thee from thy bonds, and I will flee thee from the darkness. And not even in thought did I incline unto her. For Yahweh loveth him who in a den of wickedness combines fasting with chastity, rather than the man who in king's chambers combines luxury with license. And if a man liveth in chastity and desireth also glory, and the Most High knoweth that it is expedient for him, he bestoweth this also upon me. How often, though she were sick, did she come down to me at unlooked for times and listen to my voice as I prayed. And when I heard her groanings, I held my peace. For when I was in her house, she was wont to bare her arms and breasts and legs that I might lie with her. For she was very beautiful, splendid adorned, in order to beguile me. And Yahweh guarded me from her devices. Ye see, therefore, my children, how great things patience worth it, and prayer with fasting. So ye too, if ye follow after chastity and purity with patience and prayer, with fasting and humility of heart, Yahweh will dwell among you, because he loveth chastity. And wheresoever the Most High dwelleth, even though envy or slavery or slander befalleth a man, Yahweh who dwelleth in him for the sake of his chastity, not only delivereth him from evil, but also exalteth him even as me. For in every way the man is lifted up, whether in deed or in word or in thought. My brethren, know how my Father loved me. And yet I did not exalt myself in my mind, although I was a child. I had the fear of Yahweh in my heart, for I knew that all things would pass away. And I did not raise myself against them with evil intent. But I honored my brethren, and out of respect for them, even when I was being sold, I refrained from telling the Ishmaelites that I was a son of Jacob, a great man and a mighty one. Do ye also, my children, have the fear of Yahweh in all your works before your eyes, and honor your brethren. For everyone who doeth the law of Yahweh shall be loved by him. And when I came to the Endocolopetit with the Ishmaelites, they asked me, saying, Art thou a slave? And I said that I was a home-born slave, that I might not put my brethren to shame. And the eldest of them said unto me, Thou art not a slave, for even thy appearance doth make it manifest. But I said that I was their slave. Now when we came into Egypt, they strove concerning me, which of them should buy me and take me. Therefore it seemed good to all that I should remain in Egypt with the merchant of their trade, until they should return bringing merchandise. And Yahweh gave me favor in the eyes of the merchant, and he entrusted unto me his house. And Yahweh blessed him by my means, and increased him in gold and silver and in household servants. And I was with him 3 months and 5 days. And about that time, the Memphian woman, the wife of Pentruphus, came down in a chariot with great pomp, because she had heard from her eunuchs concerning me. And she told her husband that the merchant had become rich by means of a young Hebrew, and they say that he had assuredly been stolen out of the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, render justice unto him, and take away the youth to thy house, so shall the God of Hebrews bless thee, for grace from heaven is upon him. And Pentruphus was persuaded by her words, and commanded the merchant to be brought, and said unto him, What is this that I hear concerning thee, that thou stealest persons out of the land of Canaan, and sellest them for slaves? But the merchant fell at his feet, and besought him, saying, I beseech thee, my lord, I know not what thou sayest. And Pentruphus said unto him, Whence then is the Hebrew slave? And he said, The Ishmaelites entrusted him unto me until they should return. But he believed him not, but commanded him to be stripped and beaten. And when he persisted in the statement, Pentruphus said, Let the youth be brought. And when I was brought in, I did obeisance to Pentruphus, for he was third in rank of the officers of Pharaoh. And he took me apart from him, and said unto me, Art thou a slave or free? And I said, A slave. And when he said, Whose? And I said, The Ishmaelites. And he said, How? How did thou become their slave? And I said, They bought me out of the land of Canaan. And he said unto me, Truly thou liest. And straightway he commanded me to be stripped and beaten. Now the Memphis woman was looking through a window at me while I was being beaten, for her house was near. And she sent unto him, saying, Thy judgment is unjust, for thou dost punish a free man who hath been stolen, and though he were a transgressor. And when I made no change in my statement, though I was beaten, he ordered me to be in prison until he said the owners of the boy should come. And the woman said unto her husband, Wherefore dost thou detain the captive and well-born lad in bonds, who art rather to be set at liberty and be waited upon? For she wished to see me out of desire to sin. But I was ignorant concerning all these things. And he said to her, It is not the custom of the Egyptians to take that which belongeth to others before proof is given. This therefore, he said, concerning the merchant, but as for the lad, he must be in prison. Now, after 24 days came the Ishmaelites, for they had heard that Jacob, my father, was mourning much concerning me. And they came and said unto me, How is it that thou sayest that thou was a slave? And lo, we have learnt that thou art the son of a mighty man in the land of Canaan, and thy father still mourneth for thee in sackcloth and ashes. When I heard this, my bowels were dissolved, and my heart melted, and I desired greatly to weep, but I restrained myself that I should not put my brethren to shame. And I said unto them, I know not, I am a slave. Then therefore they took counsel to sell me, that I should not be found in their hands. For they feared my father, lest he should come and execute upon them a grievous vengeance. For they heard that he was mighty with Yahweh and with men. Then said the merchant unto them, Release me from the judgment of Pentruphi. And they came and requested me, saying, Say that thou wast bought by us with money, and he will set us free. Now the Memphian woman said to her husband, By the youth, for I hear, said she, that they are selling him. And straightway she sent a eunuch to the Ishmaelites and asked them to sell me. But since the eunuch would not agree to buy me at their price, he returned, having made trial of them, and made known to his mistress that they asked a large price for their slave. And she sent another eunuch, saying, Even though they demand 2 minas, give them, do not spare the gold, only buy the boy and bring him to me. The eunuch therefore went and gave them 80 pieces of gold, and he received me. But the Egyptian woman, he said, I have given 100. And though I knew this, I held my peace, lest the eunuch should be put to shame. You see, therefore, my children, what great things I endured, that I should not put my brethren to shame. Do ye also, therefore, love one another, and with long suffering hide ye one another's faults. For Yahweh delighteth in the unity of brethren, and in the purpose of a heart that takes pleasure in love. And when my brethren came into Egypt, they learnt that I had returned their money unto them, and upbraided them not, and comforted them. And after the death of Jacob, my father, I loved them more abundantly, and all things whatsoever he commanded, I did very abundantly for them. And I suffered them not to be afflicted in the smallest matter. And all that was in my hand I gave unto them. And their children were my children, and my children as their servants. And their life was my life, and all their suffering was my suffering, and all their sickness was my infirmity. My land was their land, and their counsel my counsel. And I exalted not myself among them in arrogance, because of my worldly glory. But I was among them as one of the least. If ye also therefore walk in the commandments of Yahweh, my children, he will exalt you there, and will bless you with good things forever and ever. And if anyone seeketh to do evil unto you, do well unto him, and pray for him, and ye shall be redeemed of Yahweh from all evil. For, behold, ye see, that out of my humility and long suffering, I took unto wife the daughter of the priest of Heliopolis, and 100 talents of gold were given me with her, and Yahweh made them to serve me. And he gave me also beauty as a flower beyond the beautiful ones of Israel. And he preserved unto me old age and strength and beauty, because I was like in all things to Jacob. And hear ye, my children, also the vision which I saw. There were 12 hearts feeding, and the 9 were first dispersed all over the earth. And likewise also the 3. And I saw that from Judah was born a virgin wearing a linen garment, and from her was born a lamb without spot, and on his left hand there was as it were a lion, and all the beasts rushed against him, and the lion overcame them and destroyed them and trod them underfoot. And because of him the angels and men rejoice in all the land. And these things shall come to pass in their season, in the last days. Do ye therefore, my children, observe the commandments of Yahweh, and honor Levi and Judah. For from them shall arise unto you the Lamb of Yahweh, who taketh away the sin of the world, one who saveth all the Gentiles and Israel. For his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, which shall not pass away. But my kingdom among you shall come to an end as a watcher's hammock, which after the summer disappeareth. For I know that after my death the Egyptians will afflict you, but Yahweh will avenge you, and will bring you into that which he promised to your fathers. But ye shall carry up my bones with you. For when my bones are being taken up thither, Yahweh shall be with you in light, and Belial shall be in darkness with the Egyptians. And carry ye up Aseneth, your mother, to the Hippodrome, and near Rachel, your mother, bury her. And when he had said these things, he stretched out his feet and died at a good old age. And all Israel mourned for him, and all Egypt with a great mourning. And when the children of Israel went out of Egypt, they took with them the bones of Joseph, and they buried him in Hebron with his fathers, and the years of his life were 110 years.
Yes, 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 here, 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 giving thanks to Brother, let's get his name right, Jareem Baraka Yehuda Ben Israel for the reading right there. That right there is from the Testament of the Patriarchs, the Testament of Joseph. And these documents were known to the early Nazarenes. Nazarene, that's the true name of the one they call afterward, after Antioch, Christian. So here, for this Torah reading and feeding, here we're at the 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Wa-Yigash. Yigash is from Nagash. Nagash, interesting word right there to draw near. Here we get Yehuda, Judah, drawing near. And we shared earlier the testament, the reading from Brother Jareem Baraka, Yehuda ben Yisrael, reading of the testament of Judah, and here we have the testament of Joseph, because here for this 11th sabbatical study, we pick up with the interceding of Yehuda, of Judah. Now, let's recall that Judah is the same one that interceded on behalf of Joseph, when the brothers in their envy and their jealousy sought to kill, you know, they wanted to murder, to kill Joseph. And it was Judah, who suggested and recommended, instead of killing our brother, that we instead just sell him, you know, sell him to, I think, the Ishmaelites and the otherites right there. So in getting the testament of the patriarchs, it's interesting because Lux's book for the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, is one of the highly recommended, like, a lot in one book. Not all, there's other scriptures, like the apocryphal scriptures and the pseudepigrapha, a lot of these scriptures, because the canon, the so-called canon is not Jah canon. The canon that people talk about is not. It is very useful, the 66 books. But between, for example, Malachi and Matthew, it's about 400 years. Interesting, that amount of time, 400 years, another application of the 400 years. It's about a 400-year period of time. So much goes on and happens. You know, the history, right? The Yehudi, the Jews, even we, the black Jews, and that return from Babylon, then time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So we have Ezra and Nehemiah. That right there gives us the beginning of this time period that's about 400 to 500 years. And that's a big gap between Malachi and between Matthew. So when you just parachute in, you parachute into Matthew. You know, you parachute into the New Testament and everything. After you might have read or studied the Old Testament, you can't bridge. You got to bridge that gap. You can't really do that and everything be coherent. This is why there's a lot of coherent kind of ideologies and opinions that ones can get just by opening like the back of the book, so to speak. But the book like Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, have a lot of the scripts, a lot of the scriptures and the writings, right, that were known to the so-called first century or the time approximate of the writings known as the New Testament writings and many of the writers. And it's interesting as we read here the reflection of certain key points and key ideas. It's like Ethiopic Enoch. Also, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees are very good readings and studies, especially in these first Torah readings and feedings. Here we're at the 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And it's interesting to read and to compare with the earlier documents that those in the approximate time of the New Testament and before were acquainted with this information. This really helps to bridge a lot of the gaps in our understandings, even amongst the rabbi of rabbis, Yeshua HaMoshiach, in his disputes with some of the other Yehudi, Jewish, Judaic, the religious leaders, you know, like the Black Church and the Boule and the other establishment ones that speak on behalf of the people and do that kind of, you know, the link with the system of things. I think the Boule is a good example, but not limiting, you know, the analogy right there. But a lot of the reasoning about, like, who do you say the Messiah is, and some say of David and so forth and so on, a lot of these ideas of the Messiah, what sort of Messiah was expected, really come into crystallization, so to speak, crystallization during that 400-year gap. And in this gap, we just went through 4th Maccabee, also contained in the Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden. This one document here went through that in the season. Maccabees is very important in the season because from Maccabees, we also get the idea of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, not where we get the idea, but where the idea is the background, right? The conception, right? Maccabees and this religious, so you could say a holy war, right? A kind of a religious revolution, right? A successful revolution that was based on, we could say, theology or one's beliefs, the Hebrew, the Jewish, Judaic faith of the black Jews of that particular time. So these are really key and crucial scriptures that help us bridge the gap. And just making a couple of mentions right here concerning the testament of Joseph. We get to see that Joseph was in the, is that called the Het Kapitah? That's one of the names of Egypt. He was in the place Memphis, right? Memphis, the Memphisite woman. And that would kind of match the approximate and the true timeline, right, concerning Joseph. So those are some other areas of studies to also get into, brothers and sisters. But once again, here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 35. Going to briefly touch on today's daily psalm. Also, there's a brief midrash, a brief study, a very, very important study. But get into this Torah reading and feeding right here. Check out LOJS.org. Some of the Torah reading and feeding, the overview is there. One of the thoughts here for the Shabuah, well, let's pick up with this after this right here, Buju Banton, the Israel intro right here.
Hello, we shine, Shomer Israel. Shamel Israel.
Yes, 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 yes. So here with this 11th, interesting in the reading, a few points from the reading by Jareem Baraka, Yehuda ben Israel, the reading of the Testament of Joseph. One of the points was at 11, the number 11, that Joseph is said to be the 11th son of Yaakov, Jacob. So here at the 11th sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, where Joseph, Ha'ish, as he's known in the Hebrew, Ha'ish, the Ish, the man, the higher man of authority, higher man, Ish, right, Ha'ish, in the scripts where it says, it is declared to all whether low or high, you know, low or high. In the Hebrew, it's another psalm that's found in the Hebrew, that is like Ben Adam, son of Adam, Ben Ish, right? So that's the lower is the Ben Adam. So Adam is like humanity, Adam, like man in general, and the Ish is like the higher man. So they're calling Joseph, their disguised brother, you know, Ha'ish, he's the man. They're bowing, they're doing all the things that Joseph basically told them, that his dream or his vision told them that this would basically come to pass. So this is also another interesting note here, but one of the themes here is life's hardships. For this 11th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, number 11. Another point about the number 11, and from the Testament of Joseph. Did you get it? Did you hear it? In the Testament of Joseph, near the ending of the Testament, right, the Testament of the 12 patriarchs, right here where Joseph says, he says, and I saw that from Yehuda, from Judah, was born a virgin, wearing a linen garment, and from her was born a lamb without spot, and on his left hand there was as it were a lion, and all the beasts rushed against him, and the lamb overcame them and destroyed them and trod them underfoot. This is interesting how this echoes the same spirit, especially of the writing and of the Testament that we have in Revelations. Concerning Revelations, another point about the left hand and Yehuda, that the signet ring of his majesty is said to have been worn on the left hand, and then a connection with Rastafari Joseph, Yosef, aka Robert Nestor Marley, better known as Bob Marley. The ring, you've heard about the ring incident, where it is said that his majesty's earthly natural son Ahasuerus was sent to give Bob Marley, Burhana Selassie, a signet ring, which is said that had the armor, the insignia of Yehuda, Moah, and Besa, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Right? So even the connection with the ring and the left, and on the left, according to what Joseph says here in the affidavit, the testament, the testament right here, where he says that on the left, on his left hand, there was, as it were, a lion. So his imperial majesty, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, Moan Besses, then Negeta, Yehuda, Gormawi, Karamawi, Hala Selassie, his imperial majesty, Hala Selassie I, Siyume, Xiav, the elect of God, Negusa Negeze, Ethiopia, the king of kings of Ethiopia, wearing that lion of Judah insignia ring on the left hand. Just to take a note right there, and what the testament of Joseph says right here. And when we look at Revelation, it seems to point out like the lion of Judah, but then also points out the lamb. And these two, right, are really one, two aspects, right, two aspects of one reality, the duality, but then the unity and the Holy Trinity. So here, just pointing to this right here, right, a very interesting connection, right? We can reason on it a little bit more. His majesty wearing the Lion of Judah insignia on his left hand. I think in that picture, if I'm correct, is Bob wearing on the left or the right, right? But seeing his majesty wearing the insignia, right, the Yehuda Moah Anbesa, right, ring, right, on the left hand, and what is written here, and then the connection with the lamb, the Lamb, as His Majesty speaks of His Christ, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, the Lamb and His faith, right, in the living principles, walking out and working out and demonstrating. What His Majesty brought humanity was a demonstration, the manifestation of the teaching, right, in manifestation, in man. So here, 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 my brothers and sisters, let us ride up here. We're at like 40, 45 or so minutes, just to let ones know in the live stream right here. We have today's daily psalm. Let's go here right here, give ones an overview, since we have this Torah reading and feeding before us, and we pick up with Genesis, right, about to complete the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 44, verse 18 to Genesis chapter 47, verse 27. Also have the prophet's reading, right, Ezekiel the prophet, chapter 37, verse 15 to chapter 37, is that verse, and this is a little typo right here, probably chapter 38, verse 28 here, but this is the section right here. Right, this is the section right here where it's speaking concerning the rod, the two rods becoming one. So on that idea of the two, in that sense, being one or becoming one. In the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, the Renewed Covenant, Adis Kidan reading, we have Ephesians chapter 2, focus verses, verses 1 to 10. So some of the themes here is Yehuda, Judah pleading, right, for Benjamin. We also have the testament of Benjamin, you know, Benjamin as well, but pleading, right, for Benjamin's release, right, in this whole scene that's going on down in Mitzrayim. Then we have in chapter 45, Joseph reveals himself, the revelation of Joseph to his brothers, his brethren, right? Jacob brings his whole family, right, down to Mitzrayim, to Kemet. And then we have in chapter 46, round about verse 28, Jacob, he settles in a place called Goshen, in the Hebrew Goshen, or the Cushan, right, the Goshen. So these are also real places, so it's interesting when we get into some of the, you know, the archaeology, you know what I mean, the biblical archaeology of these things. It's interesting to see some of the comparison and getting into the meaning, the key words to the names and the words, names of the patriarchs, the names of the key characters, the meaning of the name, Yosef, Yawasaf, the metaphysics as well, just to note that for the fellow disciples, you know, in going through a Torah reading, what does Joseph mean in the Hebrew? What's the metaphysics of Joseph? Right, the metaphysics of Benjamin, the metaphysics of Yehuda, of Judah, right, of the patriarchs named Jacob, Yaakov, of Egypt, or Mitzrayim itself. Now, Jacob, he settles in Goshen, another key word right there, in the Cushan, right, and then there is the famine in Mitzrayim. The famine finally reaches Kemet, or down in denial. Right. So then we have the prophets, right? The prophets in the Haftarah reading, Ezekiel chapter 37, picking up with verse 15, speaks about the two sticks, the two scepters, the two staffs becoming one. This Torah reading and feeding is about life's hardships. One of the themes to be brought out is life's hardships. I mean, just think about the whole Joseph incident. Oh, Chant, we wanted to share 95% black and 5% white in jail. You know, just what Joseph went through, you know, on those false charges, right? And even what sort of charges they were, you know, attempted rape, molestation, sexual, you know what I mean? And what he had went through and how his faith also comes out very much in the testament of Joseph as well. This important reading, once again, while we think these readings are crucial in our biblical studies, is because many of these documents, if it's not all of them, were known, right, to those of the first century and even before, you know, the time they call the time of the New Testament, those 400 years between the prophet Malachi, the last book of the Hebrew Bible, and between Matthew, the first book of the Brit Chadasha. Right. So here we have a thought for the Shabuah. Joseph, he did not retaliate. just pause on that for a moment. You know what I mean? I don't think he was even tempted to retaliate, but what about I and I in such a situation with your own brothers, right? Instead, he broke the cycle, right? He broke the cycle by offering complete forgiveness. What about Joseph forgiving them? Can man forgive? Well, Joseph forgives, right, his forgiveness. He told his brothers not to be remorseful, right? Not to be remorseful, not to be, like, angry with themselves. If you read the text, you know, remorseful, sad, and angry, vexed with themselves for selling him to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. How was Joseph, question here, how was Yosef, Yawasa, Ayusef, how was Joseph able to offer his brothers such a gracious and total pardon? Right? How do you think, based on the narrative here, also based on the testament of Yosef, how was he able to do this? He did so. One of the ways we can see that he did so was on the basis of his confidence, of his, some would say confidence or godfidence, his jaffidence, right? But his eifidence in Hailahim, in the power, in the source, the true good, the true God's goodness, in that attribute of Yahweh, of his goodness, right? He saw that though the brothers had meant for his sale into servitude, right? The servitude into bondage, right? Because servitude can be of two kinds. We use this word slavery today, but we did a vid. Did we share that yet? Did a vid on the whole slavery, the Slav and slavery kind of thing right there. And though we may still use this word, we should use it in grace and really see that when we're speaking in the ancient time, there was servitude, right? There was bond servitude. And some masters were just and some were unjust. But there was never, like in these latter days over the past 400 years, a system as this chattel slavery that the once lost now found black and brown Bayit Yisrael, Beta Israel, has gone through. I mean, and this is something that we can actually go to the historical records, right? So yes, in some cases we see bad and harsh treatment in ancient times. Right, but overall, these are two different systems. Slavery is not necessarily servitude. Right, you work at a job, you're employed. You know, you can quit the job. You may say you can't because you recognize that job pays bills, but you can't. You just make yourself believe you can't. Right, it wasn't the same for those 400 year ancestors. But anyway. With that point right there, Yosef was able to look to the attributes of the true good, the true God, and find them in the innermost of himself and manifest and bring forward that demonstration. He saw that though his brothers right, had meant for that sale into servitude, right, was for evil. Their reasons were that when we say evil in the Hebrew, evil can mean ill, right? Something that is ill, something that's hurtful. Something that's unkind. It's interesting. It's not just that one word that it comes out in the translation, the mistranslations, but the word evil, right? Ra'a, right? Can be like something that's ill, for evil, unkind, right? Evil, unkind, hurtful. You're doing this to be hurtful. In other words, we're doing it to be evil. But Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'el Lohim, right? Alahaya meant it for good. Meant it for good, and Yosef was in tune with that. It's like in the New Testament, it's like, for we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Ha'ilahim, right? Elohim, Ha'ilohim, and who are called according to his purpose. It's very clear that Yosef, Yahwasaf, he knew what that purpose was and was able to be, you know, in alignment with that purpose. So everything had worked according to Ha'elohim's plan and according to Ha'elohim's chokmah, according to his wisdom, according to his wisdom. So with that being said right there, just briefly here, we have a prayer here according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopians Hebrews after the Order of Melchizedek, a prayer under persecution. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 35. Just a kind of a brief overview, a kind of a listening session right here. Here we have the Lamed. Hey, Lamed is the Hebrew letter that has a numerical value of 30, and Hey, right, that has a numerical value of 5. right? So the 35th Psalm, Mizmor Lamed, hey, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, a prayer under persecution. This psalm should be compared, here are the notes, this psalm, this Mizmor, this chant, this Isis should be compared with Psalm 7, VII, and Psalm 22. Interesting here in the season. We just had Psalm 22, First Light, according to the royal order. So seeing how even the royal order is in tune with some of the higher reasonments and the ancient practices of Davidic, we call it Davidic worship, the Psalms, as our eyes is the core curriculum. It is a cry of distress from Dawid, from David, when he was being hunted. He was being hunted by Shaul, by Saul. Resemblances have been noted with the language of the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah, in that the prophet Anabi also cries out in his affliction. Like circumstances may well account for the similarity. Or the prophet, right, speaking of Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, the prophet, may have been acquainted with the psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 35, and use its phraseology, you know, adapted or was inspired, right? Adapted or was inspired. So here, let's ride up for brief listening session and then get into today's the Torah reading and feeding here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong right here. We have the 11th sabbatical study. Yes, I. A little bit from Cat on this particular psalm right here, here. Got to recall the tune, but listening,
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Blame my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down, so the spirit stop the way against them that persecute me. Shield to my soul, I am thy salvation. Beliah! I'm telling
you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord of my life, let me tell you my salvation.
From Supercat's tune right there. It's today's daily psalm right here, here. Got Marlon Asher. But first, let's just get a basic here. Today's daily psalm right here.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, 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 all the day long.
First, here to shout out, to Ja Rastafari, yes,
Ja Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Ja, 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 Ja.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, as usual, we have a few things on deck. You know, for the psalm, since this is not a regular eve where we go into the psalms, the daily psalms a little bit more, really chew the cud on the daily psalms. But right here, a couple of reflections at Psalm 35 here in the season, the royal order. It really reflects the Torah reading and feeding, right? Judaically, Hebraically speaking, with the theme of Joseph. It's like these words could be also the words on a certain level, right, of Joseph, or one in a Joseph-like situation. So here, the first selling into servitude or bondage that we find, one of the first here is of the Hebrew brothers, you know, or the sons of Jacob doing it to their own, doing it to themselves. A very interesting reasoning for I and I, even in consideration of what us and our ancestors have experienced. You know, hitamakartem, that's that word in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, where it says, then you shall be sold. Hitamakartem actually means, and you will sell yourself. You will sell yourself. You actually sell yourself. So it's interesting what we have here in this Torah reading and feeding. But a little bit more right here. I'd like to share the Midrash. Couple of tunes on deck here for today's daily psalm in the English, in the Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, you know, the plead my cause song. But in going over the Midrash, it's little, but it's Talua. The short Midrash only has like two sections, right, in the study of the Tehillim, the Psalms of David, right here. So I can share this right here. That will leave us about 7 or so minutes. Right, to get ready for the Torah reading and feeding, reflection on the word here for Wayigash. But here, reflecting Wayigash in spirit and in truth, we have the Midrash. Going forth, the Midrash, hopefully bring some other tunes, Tennessee, Victory Train, that particular tune right there. But here, the Midrash.
And here, the Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Lamed, Hey. Mizmor Lamed, hey, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, Le Dawi, Rivah Yahuwah, Eti Rivaya, Lechama Eta Lochamai, a psalm, Mizmor, Le Dawi, of David. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me, with them that strive with I. Fight against them
that fight against I. Riva Yahweh Eta Yereva. And hear the Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey. Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35. Le David. Riva Yahweh eti rivai lechama eta lochamai. A song, Mizmor Le David, of David. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me, with them that strive with I. Fight against them that fight against I. Riva Yahweh eta yerevai lecham eta lochamai. David's prayer for himself is to be considered in the light of the verse found in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 51 and 21. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith thy Elohim that pleadeth the cause of his people. Had Israel been asked, if not drunk with wine, then with what? Israel might have replied, not with much wine, but with affliction. For they rose up against me, and I had no one except thee I to fight for I. Riva Yahweh eta yerevai lecham eta lochamai. Scripture further says in Psalm 9, verse 13, for he that maketh inquisition for blood remembereth them. For he that maketh inquisition for blood remembereth them. The congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. If thou risest not up for me, for I have no one, none to rise up for I. And again, Yisrael said in Lamentation 3, verses 60 to 62, Yahweh Jehovah, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou, the eye, hast seen my wrong. Judge thou, the eye, my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Jehovah. The lips of those that rise up against I. Therefore, thou didst rise up for me. Again, in another mizmor, in another psalm, another chant, another intonation, speaking for Yisrael, speaking for Israel, David prayed, give us help from trouble. Give I and I help, assistance from trouble. In Psalm 60, verse 13, and Psalm 108. Verse 13. And in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in today's daily psalm, in mizmor Lamed Hey, praying for himself, David said, Riva Yahweh et Yerevai Lecham et Lochemai. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Could a mortal servant venture to say such a thing to his master as plead my cause, O Jehovah, with mine enemies and go forth to fight beside me? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, David, occupy thyself with Torah, with just direction, instruction. Occupy thyself, David, with Torah, and I shall fight thy wars. Even as he had promised Moshe in Numbers 21 and 14, saying, wherefore it is said in the book, the wars of Jehovah. By that he meant, if you occupy yourselves with the book, I shall fight beside you. Hence David, hence David, hence David could pray, Rivah Yahuwah et pi rivai lecham et lochamai. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive against I. Fight against them that fight against I. Ha chizek amagain with sinna, with umah de azrati. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise up to my help. Ha chizek amagain with sinna, with umah de azrati. Take hold of shield and buckler. Ha chizek magain with sinna, shield and buckler, magain with sinna, and rise with kumah be'ezrati to my help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, do I need a shield or a buckler? Do I need magain or sinna? Thine enemies are like chaff before the wind. When I let the wind blow upon them, they fly. As Isaiah Yeshaya said, the voice saith, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? That all flesh is grass. The wind of Jehovah bloweth upon it. In Isaiah 40, verses 6 to 7. All the parts of my body say, Jehovah, who is like to thee? I call Atamotai. Tomarna Yahuwah mi kamoka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David, David, what wilt thou do for me? David, what will the I do for I? And David answered, I shall praise thee with all the parts of my body, with Roshi, Rasei, my head. When in prayer I bend Roshi, my head, Rasei, and bow down with the hair of Roshi, the hair of Rasei, the hair of my head, when I fulfill the ordinance. In Leviticus 19:27, ye, y'all, shall not round the corners of your heads. And when I lay tefillin on Roshi, on Rasei, on my head, with my neck, when I fulfill the precept of wearing fringes, with my eyes, when I fulfill the precept written in Numbers 15:39, it shall be to you for a fringe, that ye that y'all may look upon it. With my mouth I speak thy praise, thy eyes, thy praise, as when in Psalm 145 and 21 it is written, my mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, of Jehovah. With my lips also I praise thee, the eye, as when it is written in Psalm 119, 174, my lips utter praise, my lips utter Isis. With my beard, when I obey the ordinance written in Leviticus 19:27, neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard. With my tongue, when it is said, even in today's daily psalm, O Lishoni Tehige Tzidek Eka Kol Hayom Tehilateka. It is said in today's daily psalm, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness. O Lishoni Tehige Tzidek Eka. And my tongue, O Lishoni Tehige, shall speak, shall meditate, shall speak musingly in the low murmur of one entranced by a sweet thought, a sweet irony, shall meditate, shall iditate, and my tongue shall iditate. O Lishoni Tehige Tzidek Eka, and my tongue shall meditate, iditate of thy righteousness. Tzidek Eka. With my face, when I fall down on my face during prayer, as is said in Genesis 48 and 12, he fell down on his face to the earth. With my throat, as when it is said in Psalm 69 and 4, my throat is dried. With my heart, as when it is said in Psalm 118 and 11, thy word have I laid up in my heart. With my breath, when in reading the Shema, I lay the fringes against the heart, in keeping with the precept written in Deuteronomy 6 and 6, these words that I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. With the back of my body and the front of my body, when I throw my prayer shawl about me, two of its corners behind me and two of its corners before me, with my right hand, when I write with it, or when I point out with it the sound reasoning in Torah, with my left hand, when I fasten the hand tefillin to it, or when I hold my fringes in it at the reading of the Shema, with my nose, when I smell spices and herbs and the Aishans, with it during the Braka, the blessing said at the outgoing of Hashabbat. With my ears, when I listen with them to the sound reasoning, the healthy reasoning of HaTorah. With my nails, when I examine the light reflected in them, while the Havdalah Bracha, the Havdalah blessing, is being spoken at the end of HaShabbat, the Sabbath. With my inmost parts, as is said in Psalm 40 and 10, thy law, Torateka, is in my inmost parts. With all that is within me, with all that is within I, as is said in Psalm 103 and 1, all that is within me, bless his holy name, his set apart name. With my reins, my kidneys, as is said in Psalm 16 and 7, yea, in the night season, my reins, my kidneys, instruct me, instruct I. With my male organs, at circumcision, and at the uncovering of the corona. With my knees, at bending my knees in tefillah, in tzelot, in prayer. Again, with my knees, when I act as godfather for children whom I hold for circumcision on my knees. With my right foot, from which the shoe is loosed, in the right of Chaslicha, Chalisa, Chalisa, act of Chalisa, and with my left foot, the first one I move at the end of the 18 benedictions, Shimon Esther, when I take 3 steps backward to retire from Elohim's presence. Hence, David said even here in today's daily psalm in Mizmor Lamed Hey. Hence, David said, all the parts of my body shall say, Jehovah, who is like to the eye? Kol ha'atzmotai tomarna Yahuwah mi kamoka. Yahuwah Jehovah mi kamoka. Who? Me. Who? Kamoka. Like to the eye. We'll be right back.
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up, they laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lion. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, 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 all the day long.
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 calling. 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling, calling.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are calling, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jah!
Rastafari.
Jah!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh Noten ha-torah.
Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by my life. And I am the equipment of the light that shineth through the night.
humble lion. And I see forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Minutes after they took out from the bottomless pit, but my head was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. Forward in this generation, triumphantly, all I ever.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here for this Shabbat Wayikash, Sabbath, and he came near, and he drew near, for the Rishon, here for the first Aliyah, the Rishon, here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat Wayikash, here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 44, here picking up from verse 18, for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, first up offering here for this Shabbat Wayikash. Hashem Ha'ab Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, the One. Vayigash Elayo Yehuda Vayomer Bi Adoni Yidaber Na Abdeka Davar De Azne Adoni Al Yichar Rabika De Abdeka Ki Kamoka K Faro. Then Judah came near to him. Vayigash Elayo Yehuda. Then Judah drew near to him, Yehuda. Vayigash Elayo Yehuda. And said, Vayomer Bi Adoni, O my Adon, Aten, O my Lord, Bi Adoni Yidaberna Abdeka, O my Adon, make thy servant pray that I be Adoni Yitaberna Abdeka Davar Be Azne Adoni. O my Adoni, make thy servant, I pray that I speak a word in my Adoni's ears. Be Adoni Yitaberna Abdeka Davar Be Azne Adoni. With Ala Yichar Lapeka Be Abdeka, and make not thine anger burn against thy servant. With Ala Yichar Lapeka Be Abdeka, for thou art even as Pharaoh, for I art even as Pharaoh. Ki Kamoka K Faro. Adoni asked his servant, saying, Have y'all a father or a brother? Adoni Ashaala Eta Ab Dayo Lemora Hayesha Lakem Av O Ach. Have y'all a father or a brother?
Yesha Lachem Al O Ach Ach Ach. And we said to Adoni, I have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest to thy servants, bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we, I said to Adoni, to my Adon, glad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou, the I saidest to thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, ye, y'all shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up to thy servant, my father Ali, I told him the words of Adoni, of my Adon. And Ali, our father, said, go again, buy I and I a little food. Buy us a little food. And I and I cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will I and I go down. For I and I may not see Haish, the man Haish's face, except our youngest brother with us, with I and I. And thy servant Ali, my father, said to us, to I and I, ye y'all know that my wife Ishti bear I two sons, and the one went out from me, from I, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if y'all take this also from me, from I, and mischief befall him, ye y'all shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave, to Sheol. Now, therefore, when I come to thy servant, Abdekha Havi, my father, and the lad, not with us, not with I and I, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, with Atta, K'boiya illa Abdekha Havi, with Hanara Heinenua Hitan, with Nafsho, seeing that his soul, his nefesh is bound up, his psyche is bound up with the lad's nefesh, with the lad's soul, the lad's psyche, with hanara heinenu aitan, with nafsho keshura v'nafsho. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, second reading, second up offering here for this Shabbat, Wayikash, Sabbath. And he came near, and he drew near. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 44, here at verse 31, for the Sheni Aliyah. With Haya, Kiar Otoa, Kiein Hanara, with Meita, with Horidua, Vadeka, Etta, Seva Abdeka, Avinu, De Yabona, Shola. And it shall come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not, he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave, with sorrow to Sheol. With Haya, Kiaroto, Akien, Hanara. And it shall come to pass, with Haya, and it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad not. Wahaya, Kiaroto, Akien, Hanara. That he will die. What mate, that he will die, and thy servants shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave. With Horidu Abdeka, Eta Serata Abdeka, Alinu. For thy servant became surety for the lad to Avi, to my father, saying, if I bring him not to thee, then I shall bear the blame to Avi, to my father, forever. For I now therefore, I pray thy, let make thy servant abide instead of the lad,
a bondman to Adoni, Ladoni, to my Adon, and let and make the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father and the lad, not with I? Lest peradventure, perhaps, I see the evil that shall come to Abi, see the evil that shall come to my father. Ki eich eleh il avi, we han ara enenu aiti, pen er eh ba'ra'a hashara yima tz'ahet avi. How shall I go to my father? Ki eich eleh il avi, if the lad be not with me. With hana'ara einenu aiti, lest I look upon the evil that shall come on my father. Pen ere'ehe va'ra'a hashara yimatzaha etta'avi. And here, 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 Shema'a Yisrael, here, 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 give ear, here. Genesis chapter 45, Joseph reveals himself to his brethren. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Yosef made himself known to his brethren. With lo yakola Yosefa lehita ateka lekola ha nitzavim alayo vayayikra. Then Yosef could not refrain himself before all the men that stood by, before all of them that stood by him. With lo yakola Yosefa lehita ateka lekola ha nitzavim alayo. And he cried out, he called out, vayikra. Cause every man to go out from I. Hotziu kol isha me alai. With law, amada isha ito beahita wada'a Yosefa illa echayo. Then and there stood no man with him. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. With lo amada isha ito, and there stood no man with him. Be'ahita wada'a Yosef, while Joseph made himself known, illa echayo, to his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Paro Pharaoh heard. And Yosef, and Joseph said to his brethren, I, Yosef, doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled, at his presence. Vayitena eta koloa biya bechiya vayayishamu amitzrayi vayayishma'a daita paro. And he wept, and he wept aloud. Why yitena etok olo, and he gave his voice a biki, and he wept aloud, and he gave his voice weeping. Why yitena etok olo bi a biki? Why ishmo a mitzrayim? And the mitzrayim, and the Egyptians and mitzrayim heard. Why ishmo a mitzrayim? Why ishma a beita paro? And the Beit, the house of Paro, of Pharaoh, heard. Vayomer Yosefa illa echayo. And Joseph said to his brethren, Vayomer Yosef illa echayo. Joseph said to his brethren, Ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai? I am Joseph. Ani
Yosef.
I am Joseph. Ani Yosef. Ha'od avi chai. Doth my father yet live. Ha'od avi chai. With lo yakalua echayo. La nota oto akia ni ba halu ni banayo. and his brethren could not answer him, for they were affrighted at his presence. With lo yachalua et chayo la enota oto ki yivhalua mipanayo. And Yosef, and Joseph said to his brethren, come near to me, come near to I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I, Yosef, Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Why yomer Yosef ha'ela echayo, gishu na elai. And Joseph said to his brethren, gishu na elai, gishu na, come near elai to I. Why yikashu, and they came near. Why yikashu, why yomer? And he said, ani Yosef, achikem, asher nikartem ha'otia mitzaraima. I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Mitzrayim, into Egypt. Ani Yosef, Achikem, Asher Nekartem Oti Mitzrayim. And now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye that y'all sold me hither, here, for Elohim, for the true good, the true God, for Elohim did send me before you to preserve life. Wi'ata ala teya atzahua wi'ala yichara bi'ayanekem akiya mekaretem otiya heina ki le mechiya she'lachini Elohim lifa nekem. And now be not grieved. Ata. And now, Alate atzavu, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. Ala yichara be'ayinekem. And be not angry in your own eyes. Kia mekaritem. That y'all sold me. Kia mekaritem ma'otia. Hey na. That y'all sold me hither. Hey na. Ki. For. Kia le. Michiah, le Michiah, she lachni Elohim alif nekem, for Elohim did send I before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine in the land, and yet 5 years in which neither airing nor harvest, and Elohim sent I before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Wayishalacheni Elohim lifnekem la sum lakem she eyarita ba'aretz ula ha hayota lakem lifa neita gedola.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third Aliyah, third up offering, third reading, hear, for this Shabbat, Wayikash, here picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishis, here picking up Genesis chapter 45, verse 8, for the Shalishi Aliyah.
ואתה לא אתם שלחתם אותי הן, כי האלוהים וישימני לאבא לפרעו ולאדון לכל ביתו ומושל בכל ארץ מצרים. So now, it was not you that sent me, sent I hither, but Elohim, but Ha Elohim, we ata. So now, we and ata. And now, wa'ata, wa'ata, lo atem shelachetem oti yahena. So now, not you, not y'all, it was, wa'ata, wa'ata, lo atem, lo, not atem, not you all, not y'all, sent me hither, shelachetem oti hena. But Elohim, ki ha Elohim, and he has made me and he has made I a father to Pharaoh, ki ha Elohim, vayasimeni av le Pharaoh, and Lord, and Adon, and Atem, Aton, Atem, and Adon of all his house, of all his bayit, Ula Adon Likol Beito, and a ruler, U Moshel, Bechol Aretz Mitzrayim, and a ruler throughout all the land of Mitzrayim. Wata lo atem shelachetem oti heina ki ha Elohim vayasimeni le'av le'faro ula adon lekol beto. O Moshel bechol aretz Mitzrayim, Heisha, go up, Aliyah up to Avi, to my father, and say to him, thus saith thy son Yosef, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Elohim, hath made I Adon, Atem, Aton, hath made I Adon of all Mitzrayim. Come down to I, tarry not, and thou the I shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou the I shall be near to me, near to I, thou the I, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of Achi Binyamin, and the eyes of my Ach Benjamin Binyamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh to you, and ye and y'all shall tell my father of all my glory in Mitzrayim, and of all that ye, that y'all have seen, and ye and y'all shall haste and bring down Avi hither, Heya. And he fell upon his brother Binyamin, Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Joseph's brethren blessed and sent to Yaakov and sent to Jacob. And the fame thereof was heard in Paro and Pharaoh's bait and Pharaoh's house, saying, Yosef's brethren are come. And it pleased Paro, Pharaoh, well, and his servants. And Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, said to Yosef, say to thy brethren, this do y'all, lade your beasts and go, get you to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come to me, come to I, and I will give you the good of the land of Mitzrayim, of the land of Egypt, and ye and y'all shall eat the fat of the land. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, for the Rabbi, for the fourth Aliyah, fourth of offering up here for this Shabbat, Vayikash, Sabbath, and he came near, and he drew near. Here, picking up first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 45, here at verse 19, for the Revi'i, for the fourth. Ata Zoreta Zota Esu, Kehu Lachem Me Aret Mitzrayim, Igalota Lat Apkem, Wir Lina Shechem, Una Satem Eta Vikem, Ua Batem. Now, thou, the I, we hata, and the I, male, art commanded, this do y'all, we hata, tsueta, zota, esu. Now, thou art commanded, this do y'all, we hata, tsueta, zot, esu. Take you wagons out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Kehu lachem me aret Mitzrayim. Kehu lachem, take for y'all. Kehu lachem me aret Mitzrayim. Take your wagons out of the land of Mitzrayim for your little ones, and for your wives, and bring your father. Come. Kehu lachem me aretz Mitzrayim, egalot, wagons, egalot, lit apikem, for your little ones, lit apikem. Ul lina shekem, and for your wives. We lin shekem, for your wives. Una satem, and bring your father and come. Una satem etavi kem. Ua batem. Also, regard not your stuff for the good of all the land of Mitzrayim, yours, and the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, and the sons of Yisrael did so. And Yosef, Ayusef, Yawasaf, and Yosef gave them wagons, galot, according to the command of Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them, he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of kesef, of silver, and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner. 10 asses laden with the good things of Mitzrayim, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat and food for his father, by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said to them, see that y'all fall not out by the way. See that y'all fall not out by the way. Vayomer elehem al tirgzu badarek. Ala tirgzu badarek. See that y'all fall not out by the way. And they went up, and they aliyed up, and they aliyed up. Vayaelu mi Mitzrayim. And they aliyed up, and they went up out of Mitzrayim, mi Mitzrayim, and came into the land of Canaan to Yaakov, their father, and told him, saying, Yosef, Joseph, yet alive, and he, governor over all the land of Mitzrayim. And Yaakov, and Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed, he amained them not, and told him, saying, Vayagidu lau, and told him, saying, Vayagidu lau, lemor od Yosef chai, od Yosef chai. And they told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, od Yosef chai. Ki hu moshel be kol aretz Mitzrayim. And he is Moshel, he is ruler over all the land of Mitzrayim, over all the land of Egypt. Waki hu Moshel b'kol aretz Mitzrayim. Vaya yafaga libo ki aloa hemin lahem. And his heart fainted. And his heart fainted. Wayafagalibo, and his heart fainted. Wayafagalibo, ki lo hemin lahem, for he believed, he amained them not. Ki lo hemin lahem. Ki lo hemin lahem, for he amained, lo hemin lahem, them. And they told him all the words of Yosef, all the words of Joseph. Vayadabru elayo et kol dibrei Yosef, which he said to them. Asher diber elehem. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him. Vayareeta ha galota asher shalach Yosef la seita oto. The spirit, the irid of Yaakov, the spirit of Jacob, their father, their Ab, their father revived. Watahi ruach Yaakov abi hem. The spirit of Jacob, of Yaakov, their father, revived. Watachi ruach Yaakov avichem.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear for the Chamishi, hear for the fifth Aliyah, for the fifth up offering, offering up, going up, hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayikash, hear picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, and hear from the Sefer Bereishis, here we pick up with Genesis chapter 45, verse 28, for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah for this Shabbat Vayikash. Vayomer Israel, Rav, Od Yosef Beni Chai, Elcha, with Ereinu Abit Remahamut. And Israel said, Why Yomer Israel, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Rav od Yosef b'ni chai elcha v'erein b'tarem amut. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 picking up with Genesis chapter 46. Jacob, Yaakov journeys to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, to Gibeit, to Egypt. Here, picking up Genesis chapter 46, verse 1. Vayisa'a Yisrael. וכל לאשר לו ויהו בעירה שלווה ויזבח זבחים לאלוהי אביו יצחק. And Israel took his journey with all that he had. ויסע ישראל וכל אשר לו. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba. ויבוא בעירה שלווה and offered sacrifices to the God, the true good of his father Isaac. Vayizvacha zivachim lelohei avio yitzahak. And Ha'el, true good, the true God, spake to Israel, Yisrael, in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I. ויאמר אלוהים לישראל במעות הלילה ויאמר יעקב יעקב ויאמר הנני. And Elohim spake to Israel in the visions of the night. ויאמר אלוהים לישראל במערות הלילה and said, Jacob, Jacob, ויאמר יעקב, יעקב, ויאמר, and he said, הנני, הנני, here, and he said, I, God, the true good, Ha'el, the Elohim of thy father. Fear not to go down to Mitzrayim, or to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, to Gibbet. For I will there make of thee I a great nation. Vayomer Anoki Ha'el Elohei Avika Atira Mea Reda Mitzrayim Ki Lit Koi Gadol E Simka Sham. And he said, Vayomer Anoki, I, Anoki, Ha-El, I, Ha-El, the true El, the true good, the true God, Ha-El, Anoki, Ha-El, Elohei Avika, I am Ha-El, the Elohim of thy, the I, Father, Anoki, Ha'el Elohei Avika, Al Tira, fear not, Al Tira, fear not, Meirda Mitzrayim, fear not to go down to Mitzrayim, to Kibbutz, to Egypt, for I will there make of thee I a great nation. Ki Ligoy Gadol. I will go down with the eye to Mitzrayim, to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet. And I will also surely bring the eye up. And Yosef, Joseph, shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Anoki. Ereda imeka Mitzrayim We anoki A aleka gamma Alo We Yosef Yashita yado ala aineka. I will go down with the eye male into Egypt, into Mitzrayim. Anoki Ereda imeka imka anoki ereda imeka Mitzrayim. I will go down with the eye into Mitzrayim, into Mitzrayim, to Egypt. We anoki aaleka kama alo alo gam alo. And I also surely will bring thee up again, will cause the eye to aliyah up again. We anoki a'alika tam alo. We Yosefa yashita yado al'aineka. And Joseph, we Yosef, shall put his hand upon thine eyes. With Yosefa Yashita Yado Allah Aineka. And Jacob, Yaakov, Jacob rose up from Beersheba, from Beersheba. And the sons of Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, carry Yaakov, Jacob, their father, and their little ones, their little ones, and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. Vayakam Yaakov mi be'er shava vayayisua b'nei Yisrael eta Yaakov avihem ve'eta tapam ve'eta neshehem Ba ikalota shera shalach paro la seta oto. And they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Mitzrayim, came into Gibbet, came into Egypt. Yaakov, Jacob, and all his seed and all his race with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed and all his race brought he with him into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Gibbeth. And these are the names, the Shemot, of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, which came into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, Yaakov and Benayel and his sons, Reuven, Yaakov, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuven, Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Shimon, of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman, a Canaanitish Aisha woman, and the sons of Lewi, of Levi, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari, and the sons of Yehuda, of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zara, and and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Yisachar, Tola, and Puva, and Joviob, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jahliel. These be the sons of Leah, of Leah, which she bare to Yaakov in Padan Aram, with his daughter Din, all the souls of Benayel, of his sons and his daughters, were 33. And the sons of Gad, of Gad, Ziphion and Hagi, Shuni and Ezbon, Eri and Arodi and Areli, and the sons of Asher, Jimna and Ishua and Isui and Beriah and Sarah their sister, the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bare to Yaakov, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, of Rachel, Yaakov's Isha, Jacob's wife, Eshet, Oset, Yosef and Binyamin, and Benjamin, and to Yosef in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, in the land of Gibbeth, in the land of Kemet, Memphis, were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which who Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On of Heliopolis, bare to him. And the sons of Binyamin, of Binyam, of Benjamin, were Bela and Becher, and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Mupim and Hupim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, of Rachel, which who were born to Yaakov. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel and Guni, Jezer and Shalim. These are the sons of Bilhah, which who Laban, Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bare these to Yaakov, to Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Yaakov, with Jacob, into Mitzrayim, into Gibbeth, who came out of his loins, besides Yaakov, Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. 66. And the sons of Yosef, of Joseph, who were born him in Mitzrayim, were 2 souls. All the souls of the Beit Yaakov, the Beit Yaakov, of the house of Yaakov, the house of Jacob, who came into Mitzrayim, were 70.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Yes, I, yes, I, shalom, shalom, chaverim. Yes, I, Melkon Ehud, blessed first day service, the Sunday service coming forward right here, here, here. So here we're at the fifth, complete the fifth Aliyah. So we have the sixth and the seventh, the prophets reading, also from the Brit Chadash, the renewed covenant reading, getting ready for Sunday service right here, here, here. Here we have the children of Israel, the sons of Jacob, the wives, the family, the Mispaka, the family circle going down to Mizraim, Mitzrayim. So here, 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 look a Rhema tune as we get ready, ready, ready. Hope the I can join I and I for the Sunday service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Or one can check the replay at least by the next day. But here, 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 Rhema tune right here. Going to pick up the sixth Aliyah here, chapter 46, picking up with verse 28 in the Sunday service for the fulfillment of the Torah reading, also to heed and hear the word of the prophets here.
Well, yeah. Ooh, children of Israel, take heed. And listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister. Or your enemy. There is the book of knowledge. Yeah, it's there for those who want to learn truth. Yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. They say the other half has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Set you free. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, here, getting ready for the Sunday service right here. Children of Israel, children, children, give heed, give ear. Yes, I, calling, calling, calling. Top of the Iowa right here for the fulfillment here and also the prophets. Ezekiel chapter 37 here. We have Dennis Brown, Prince of Reggae here, Marcia Griffith. Same thing. Thank you.
abomination. None shall escape the judgment, those persecutors of Israel, right from the throne of Zion to the rivers of Babylon. I walk the valley of darkness, and I will fear no evil. The heart of a battle, the speech of a victory. The heart of a battle, the speech of a victory.
Calling Sunday service right now.